Vivian Anderson became the first black singer hired by New York's Metropolitan Opera on this date in 1954. The American singer was born on February 27, 1897, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Anderson displayed vocal talent as a child, but her family couldn't afford to pay for formal training. From the age of six, she was tutored in the choir of the Union Baptist Church, where she sang parts written for bass, alto, tenor, and soprano voices. Members of the congregation raised funds for her to attend a music school for a year. In 1925, she entered a contest with 300 competitors and won first prize, a recital in New York City with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. Although many concert opportunities were closed to her because of her race, Anderson appeared with the Philadelphia Symphony and toured African-American Southern college campuses. She made her European debut in Berlin in 1930 and made highly successful European tours during that decade. In 1939, she attempted to rent concert facilities in Washington, D.C.'s Constitution Hall, owned by the Daughters of the American Revolution, and was refused because of her race. This sparked widespread protest from many people, including Eleanor Roosevelt, who, along with many other prominent women, resigned from the DAR. Arrangements were made for Anderson to appear instead at the Lincoln Memorial on Easter Sunday, and she drew an audience of 75,000 people. On January 7, 1955, she became the first African-American singer to perform as a member of the Metropolitan Opera in New York City. In 1957, Anderson's autobiography, My Lord, What a Morning, was published. That same year, she made a 12-nation, 35,000-mile tour sponsored by the Department of State, the American National Theater and Academy, and Edward R. Murrow's television series, See It Now. Her role as a goodwill ambassador for the United States was formalized in September of 1958 when she was made a delegate to the United Nations. Anderson was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1963 and was the recipient of numerous honorary degrees. She made farewell tours of the world and the United States in 1964 to 1965. She was also honored with the National Medal of Arts in 1986 and the Grammy Award for Lifetime Achievement in 1991. Mary Steenburgen married actor Ted Danson at their home in Martha's Vineyard on this date in 1995. The couple met when Danson had auditioned unsuccessfully for a part in Cross Creek, and they later worked together in the movie Pontiac Moon. Steenburgen was born in Newport and is one of Arkansas's most celebrated actresses. Noted for roles in cinema, television, and on stage, she has portrayed a wide range of characters and has won many awards, including an Academy Award for her portrayal of Linda Dumar in Melvin and Howard.
Memory, turn your face to the moon.
The musical Cats opened on Broadway on this date in 1982, beginning its record run of 7,485 performances. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.